Wednesday, September 28th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article today which confirms what you have said often. That is, much of the sexual anarchy, if you go back to the root cause of why it's happening, it's there because of the financial gain that can be made. Harry, the Daily Wire is reporting on its own Matt Walsh, who writes in the Daily Wire. Many of our listeners probably read his material there. He is also one that has uncovered a number of issues as an investigative journalist. This particular issue deals with the pediatric transgender clinic at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Harry, one Dr. Shane Taylor talked about the fact that transgender surgery, even on minors, is, quote, a big money maker. Ellen Wright Clayton, who is a health law expert, told doctors that if any of you have conscientious objections, those objections will be met with consequences.
Which meant their employment. In other words, if you work here at Vanderbilt and you don't want to participate in this gender-affirming movement, which, by the way, is another example of bait and switch with language. It's not gender-affirming. Gender-affirming is I'm born a male, I'm born a female. Now, how do I embrace that and how do I mature as a boy or a girl into being a man or a woman? Gender-affirming means that what do I want to be? I'll declare what I want to be, and now I'll go, and people are going to make a lot of money in mutilating your body with cosmetic and life-threatening surgery that is going to require many more surgeries, which is going to make it even more money-making. It's really interesting. The leaders of this clinic, they made it clear that they want the Nashville business community to embrace transgenderism because we will make you a lot of money. We're not only going to make money on it, it's going to require more surgeries, which means all of these people are going to come here for this and the city's going to make money. This is a chamber of commerce bonanza for you. So they sold it to the city. Don't push back on us. Embrace it. This is going to be a moneymaker. Is it right? Is it wrong? That doesn't matter. This movement is rooted in financial profitability. And that's what we've been saying, that we are now descending into a culture of insanity, absurdity, immorality, and lethality, and it's all rooted in financial profitability. That's why the big pushers of the LGBTQAI movement of sexual perversion, sexual promiscuity, and sexual anarchy, that's why the big movers are big business, big government. We can now get more control of your life. We can make money out of this. Big education, we are the gatekeepers to the children, and then big entertainment, the Hollywood world, and then big journalism. We're going to be the persuaders of this. We're going to condition the American public for it. Why? We're all going to make money on this. And what is the product? The product is a fabrication that we're going to reassign your gender-affirming desires. And then we're going to go through this mythology that we are changing your private body parts. And when you do these things, you're going to have to come back for a lot more surgeries. So we're going to make a lot more money on this. Matt Walsh has unfolded their words and their statements, and they have said to those who are under their employ, we will honor your religious objection, but you need to start looking for another place to work. And I quote, there are going to be consequences to your religious objections. You can't work for us.
Harry, it's almost breathtaking to consider that this is coming from one of the most conservative states in the nation, the state of Tennessee, where Republican Governor Bill Lee, who has been on the right side of many of these issues, has called for an investigation into the pediatric transgender clinic.
Tom, yes, and I am grateful for Governor Lee on a number of things that he's done, and particular for this one. And I want people to see something here. This notion of the public health movement. Do I believe that we need a public health movement? Yes. Has it benefited society when it stays on track? Yes. But let's face it, the public health industry is not focused upon medicine. It is focused upon ideology. That's what drives it. It does not come out of a medical framework. It comes out of a sociological framework, and medicine is the instrument to enter into the culture. Look at all of the things that were passed during the COVID pandemic that the state now has authority to do, and it hasn't given those things up in light of the pandemic subsiding. On the contrary, it has doubled down. The authority that was assumed in the school systems over churches, it continues to affirm its authority in those areas. So here, the health industry is being used to promote the sexual revolution, and underneath it all, it's what one guy said, just follow the money. And where's the money being made? The money is being made mutilating children, chemically assaulting their bodies. That's where the money is being made, with medical euphemism, gender affirming. It's not gender affirming. It's actually gender denying. And it's making a promise that cannot be delivered. Gender reassignment. That's not going to happen. And what you're going to do is mutilate that body. What you're going to do is produce depression and despair. And by the way, one of the most profitable customer targets are minors. These chemicals are being administered. These surgeries are being done, not only on minor children, but documented already down to age 13. And I think it's going to actually reveal that it's been at lower ages than that. This is nothing more than the educational institution, the medical institution, big business, and big government bringing its power to bear that we are going to make money on this, and we are grooming your children for sexual anarchy and sexual predators. And then we are going to mutilate your children. These surgeries and these chemical therapies are nothing more than child abuse, absolute child abuse. I know why it's being done. They're making money in rebellion against God, who is the creator, redeemer, and sustainer. But why people are letting it be done to their children? Gender dysphoria is solved in 96% of the time through adolescence. But once you have mutilated that body, you can't undo it. Once you have chemically assaulted that body, you cannot undo it. And the biggest price is not going to be paid in the pain of the surgery and the chemical therapies. The biggest price is going to be paid as their life continues, with all of the consequences and ramifications physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we have now made our children vulnerable to this insanity, absurdity, lethality, and immorality. Oh, I just pray constantly that God will allow His church to get back on mission, on message, and in ministry, so that Christians are able to introduce redeeming grace and common grace back into society. Listen, if the church keeps thinking its mission is cultural transformation, it will continue cultural accommodation. What we need is the counterculture movement of the church as we seek to be faithful to God's word and honor Christ by making disciples who know how to worship God, who know how to speak in the public square, and who know how to embrace a Christian world and life view with the sanctity of creation, sanctity of sex, sanctity of life, sanctity of marriage, sanctity of family, and bring the foundations of the culture back by seeing men and women transformed, which then changes lives. And that, consequentially, is what brings sanity back to the culture. And when you make disciples, then you end up with a culture that's worth living in, because that's the key to human flourishing, to live as image bearers of God, being conformed to the image of Christ through the power of the gospel.
Today in Perspective is going to be introducing a new feature on Fridays in coming weeks. It's called Ask the Pastor. We're looking for questions from you related to the issues of life, specifically questions related to what do the scriptures mean as they speak to these issues of life? Or perhaps you just have a scripture question. Harry, what does this verse actually mean? We invite you to send your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. Again, this is going to be something we'll be introducing in coming weeks. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.